Week 3, the 48 days in the desert. Once we have the awareness of how we create a story, we can look back before we create our mind. We can see ourselves just like a little puppy, just experience what is happening right now, just playing, smiling and laughing when we're happy, and crying when we get hurt. To take what we like and to reject what we don't like, always looking for affection and laughing. But when we're in pain, we cry. But when we our attention hooked for something else, even that is pain, we start smiling again until pain makes us cry once again. Then, as we can see, we have that tendency to be happy all the time, to just enjoy to be alive, just to be us, just like any other animal in this beautiful planet Earth. We are programmed to enjoy life, to explore, to be yourself. Then they hook our attention, they download all that information into our mind, and we learn from our parents, from our big brothers, teachers, etc. We hear all those opinions, and we make it ours. It's just like a bee in a planet where there is no mirrors. That you can see everybody else's face, but you don't see your own face. But you hear what everybody thinks about you. You hear the opinions that they have about you. Somebody may say, oh, this one is so beautiful. Somebody say, oh, this is ugly, this is fat, this is skinny, this is too short for his age, too big for his age. They can say they have the mother's eyes, the father's nose, the grandparents' ears. We are comparing, they are comparing you with whatever they know. And you hear all those stories and you believe it. Then you create an image of yourself the way you believe you are. But this is just everybody else's opinions. Then according of what you believe about yourself, you create an image about yourself. Like you're a child and you hear somebody say, oh, look at how ugly he is. Look how nasty he is, what he is doing. Look all this nose that is watering or whatever. Then you create all the image of yourself. And you can believe that you are ugly or that you are beautiful. You can hear opinions to say, oh, how stupid he is, or how wonderful he is, how beautiful he sings or she sings, how ugly she sings. Look how they move. They don't know how to dance, etc., etc. You hear all those opinions, you create an image of yourself, and this is how you will start projecting yourself little by little. You start having awareness about yourself, to be conscious about yourself. Then you can see that they reflect you and you reflect them. Then you hear all those opinions, and even if you can see your own face in the mirror, because their opinions, you may believe that you are not good enough, strong enough, intelligent enough, and you start rejecting yourself before anybody else rejects you. And you start creating an image of the way you should be. You see some people that you admire, you take it as the role model, and you want to be like them. You try to, you see in the magazines, pictures, you see in the television, you hear in the radio, you hear opinions about other people, and you wish to be what other people admire, and you pretend to be them. And you can see how you start distorting the image of yourself for something that you wish you should be, and you start pretending to be what you are not. In reality, sooner or later will come and will tell you that you are not what you pretend to be. Then you start judging yourself according to the judgment that you see or feel around you. Then you grow up in a family that they're always talking about other people, that they're giving opinions about even people they don't know, and they're making a lot of assumptions of how things should be. And they start giving you all those rules, how you should be, how you should behave. A man should behave in this way. A woman should behave in this way. And they give you all those examples. And you can see all the judgments about the behavior of other people that have nothing to do perhaps with your family. And how they use it in order to compare and say, oh, don't be like them. A lady doesn't behave this way. A lady doesn't spread their legs when they walk, etc. A man have to be so gentle, so courteous. A man shouldn't talk this way. And they're talking about what other people do with their lives. And they make so many assumptions. And you learn from your parents not just what they say, but you also learn what they do. And you start acting like them. You start repeating what they do. And you practice and practice during all the time that you grow up. Until little by little, you become a copy of your father, a copy of your mother, a copy of your big brother, try to be a copy of the person that you admire, that you wish to be like. Then you can see that from very early age, we split our personalities according to where we are. Like the way we behave at school is so different than the way we behave with our brothers or our sisters, the way we behave in front of our parents, that we behave where nobody knows us. We can see how we're shifting personalities. And you can see how everybody else's opinion is affecting your behavior, is affecting what you believe about yourself. And very soon, you start seeing that you start creating your own opinions and you start talking about other people and you start judging other people as well. And you start seeing how important is the power of the opinion. And you hardly can wait to grow up, that you can have a strong opinion and you can impose your opinion wherever you go. Anyway, once again, thank you very much for being with us in this third week. Then keep practicing and enjoy, and see you next time with all my love. I just love you the way you are. And God bless you. Bye-bye.